This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, let's go. One day, all right, take a step back, take a deep breath. Season's officially over for the Golden State Warriors. Talked about it yesterday, talked about the series, talked about the Rockets series, the T-Wolves series, all of it. Now, let's do a little season in review, all right? I think we had a lot of emotions yesterday, rightfully so, a lot of frustration. Our entire show, literally, Joe, the question was, what frustrated you the most? Now, I think we can take a step back and talk about some of the good, some of the bad, and the future of this team as I say good morning to you, say good morning to Carter, to Sam, to all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the weekend. Let's go. It's not quite a payday Friday, but it is a Friday nonetheless. So shout out to all you lovely people who've been working very hard this week. And maybe you're taking the day off, and thank you for joining us here, whether it's on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, whether it's on the free Odyssey app, whatever you're doing, we appreciate you joining in the conversation at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
You feeling better today? You were down bad yesterday.
Yeah, I am.
You were down really bad yesterday.
Well, I mean, when the season ends, it stinks.
I know.
Hey, Joe.
I know. It stinks. And so, yeah, you know, like, trying to take a step back and have a little perspective is extremely important, and that's what I'm going to try to do today. And I'm just, I've also, you know, I need something to fire me up.
Uh-oh.
And I'm still bitter that the NFL has Cards Niners as our home opener. If you want to talk about one of the most awful throwaway games, week 3, September 21st, Cardinals Niners. Have you ever met a Cardinal fan? I'm talking about real Arizona Cardinal fan. I've never met one.
Well, there's certain franchises where I've never, yeah.
They've been in our division since 2002. I have been going to Niner games my entire life. Candlestick and Levi's. I have never met a Cardinal fan once. So getting back to the Warriors, though.
Thanks.
I want to sprinkle in NFL takes on the schedule while we talk Warriors. Just sporadically throughout the show. Just to try to get my fix in.
I'm not mad at it. I'm seeing just random takes every left and right. I guess there was an article in ESPN yesterday about the Bears and Caleb Williams. And according to Caleb Williams' dad, the Bears would just give Caleb film and not give him any instructions on what to like learn from it. Just like, here, Caleb, go ahead. Here's some film. And that explains why they were a dumpster fire last year. Hopefully Ben Johnson can fix everything there. But yeah, 5 primetime games still for the 49ers, though, Joe. 5 primetime games. So there's still a draw. They're the San Francisco 49ers. But they don't have a primetime game until the first week five, I should say. I'm going to say first 5 weeks, but week five, that's in LA. I think that's a Thursday night football game as well. But they open in Seattle against the Seahawks, then on the road against the Derek Carr-less New Orleans Saints now. I don't even know who their quarterback is at this point. And then, as you mentioned, home opener at Levi's against the Arizona Cardinals, who, as you know, won in San Francisco last year and in Arizona.
Yeah, that was the play where, you know, Kyler Murray went 50 yards and pointed
at
Devontae Campbell. Like, peace, dog. I'm out. Which is kind of what I did to the Warriors season. Peace, dog. I'm out.
That's pretty good.
I know everybody was at a podium yesterday, and they were talking. And look, the reality is this team, through 51 games, was 25-26. They were going nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. And they made one of the better, you know, in-season trades that I can remember in the history of Barry Sports. Obviously, Fred Dean is a great trade, and Christian McCaffrey was a great trade. I'm talking about helping you for within that season.
Sure.
But it just wasn't enough. And, you know, I don't think that takes away from an incredible multiple-month journey that this team took us on. And there's something magical about Steph Curry and the Warriors when they're, like, humming. They're really one of the most entertaining teams of all time in this region. You know, you got the swinging A's in the 70s. You get the Niners in the 80s. You had the A's also Bash in the brothers. 80s, yeah. Which they should have won three consecutive championships. San Francisco Giants in the early 00s when they went on their run. Yeah. Obviously, you had the Steve Young 49ers in the 90s.
The Niners the last decade. I mean,
Niners the last decade. Yeah. The Giants had their decade. Yeah. But there is, like, something about the intoxication of the way Steph Curry plays and the frenetic pace of basketball, and how he can kind of just get the ball at any moment. And if you turn away for a second, you can miss something. And I think now that we've seen the totality of his career, within one season, just Steph Curry alone, we were having questions, all of us. Are we starting to see some slippage?
Well, we had hosts here at 95.7 say maybe they should look to trade Stephen Curry.
Who said that?
Steiny did. And I love you, Steiner, as he was calling me out yesterday for some random reason.
I think Chris Finch could use him in Minnesota.
Well, who couldn't use Stephen Curry? Obviously. But that was where we're at. I'm not picking on Steiny here. But literally, that was conversations were had. And some of the callers are calling in saying, well, Steiny, I kind of agree with you. So that just goes to show the psyche of Warriors fans, you know, around that time, and saying, you know what, we had this hot start with a 12-3 to start the season, and then it was just bad. D'Anthony Melton got hurt. You know, you make the trade for Dennis Schroeder. It just never worked out. Kyle Anderson was one of your acquisitions the offseason. You never really figured out him. They just didn't know what they were doing. You had, you know, the emergence of Jonathan Kuminga. He looked good at times. Was it necessarily translating to wins? Not as much. You were still a 500 team, although he looked good.
And then he had a devastating ankle injury.
And he had basically what felt like, they said, a grade 2 ankle sprain or ankle injury, but it felt like a grade 3 for as long as he was out. And then he was gone. And then it was just like, okay, where's the hope, right? Where's the hope? And then Jimmy freaking Butler comes to town after the entire week. And that was the first week, Joe, I started on this show in the A chair with you on the Morning Roast, was the Luka Doncic trade, De'Aaron Fox trade, the week of the Super Bowl, for God's sakes, and then Jimmy Butler, who, remember, we didn't know if it was going to be Jimmy Butler or Kevin Durant at the time. We had Anthony Slater joining us, who's, by the way, going to be joining us around 8:15 today. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, covers the team for The Athletic, does a very, very good job. If you listened to any of the interviews yesterday with the players, he was asking some of the best questions there, so we'll get his thoughts on the end of the season. Where do they go from here? Some possible moves in the offseason. But Slater was saying, hey, 50-50 chance maybe, I'm calling it, that KD comes to the Warriors. I know they got your hopes up, and then you were devastated like a lot of the Warriors fans when Kevin's like, nah, yeah, I'm out on that. I'm going to stick here with the Phoenix Suns. And then what do? They pivoted. They didn't panic like you like to do, Mike Dunleavy and co. They brought in Jimmy Buckets, and you talked yourself into it, and it worked out, I think, way better than I even envisioned, so much so that you were playing in incredible games. You had a four-game stretch that included the Grizzlies ahead of you in the standings. They had the Lakers ahead of you in the standings, the Nuggets, and then the Rockets. And you go 3 out of 4 there, and that's truly when the belief started kicking in on this team that, wow, maybe they can go on a deep run. Now, do you consider this a deep run of what they did into the second round? I think some people would. It's like that glass half full, half empty kind of a thing. Where do you want? Because you did win a first round series. And if I told you that back in January, I think you'd take it.
But before January, I think people were disappointed. Like, go back to January. I think we were very disappointed. Like, in just in where the team was at.
It was very, they didn't have a future.
No.
That's literally what it was. You were watching Stephen Curry, who was still playing at a high level. You knew you had the All-Star game in your backyard. He's going to be celebrated.
God, the All-Star game. I forgot about that.
I know. You were in Hawaii during the time.
Jeez,
yeah.
I forgot about that.
I had Nick Friedell joining me that week.
You're lucky that you forgot about it.
Yeah, right.
Like I mean, you had the whole Andrew Wiggins thing, like, I think the backdrop of the
I forgot about that. There you go.
Well, I mean, the backdrop of the last couple of years, and then, like, what are you getting from him? And what's funny is I did a hit in Miami just the other day. What is it, WQAM?
There you go.
And
our sister station, Austin station.
Yeah, he missed a ton of games for us. We have no idea where he, like, what's going on. I'm like, already?
I don't mean to laugh.
No, already?
But, like, come on,
that sounds
man.
So familiar.
So, like, yeah, I just think that, you know, we went from, like, Trayce Jackson-Davis is your starting center to no, he's not, to here comes Quentin Post, to Pajemski's unplayable, to now he's awesome, to back to being unplayable again. And I mean, just the wild swings on this team. Moses Moody couldn't get a minute, and then all of a sudden they couldn't take him off the floor. And when he was one of the starters, they had an unbelievable record. Like, every player had wild variance in their season. And so that's why it's like I sit here today and like I'm reflecting on the year as a whole. And then I'm trying to like calculate and calibrate what I can count on for next year. And I don't even know. Joe, I don't know.
Well, which is crazy.
And it was a fun year. I want to make sure that's clear. Like as a radio station, as a fan, as a host, as someone who's trying to get my son indoctrinated into Warrior basketball, it was hella fun this year.
It's so weird. We were talking about it, me, you, Matt, after the show yesterday. And, like, just a week ago, 2 weeks ago, right? I couldn't envision this off season being filled with drama. Like, I thought we were past that. When I say drama, I mean the Jonathan Kuminga stuff. I knew that was going to be baked into the equation a little bit. But the fact that JK ended up playing meaningful minutes and was your best scorer, maybe, for 3 or 4 games against the Minnesota Timberwolves, that changed everything for a lot of fans. Like, oh, wait, that guy clearly could play. He should have been playing. What the hell are we doing? What's going on with him and Steve Kerr, the organization? How did we fumble this so bad? Like, because I think we could have rationalized if he was just DNP's the rest of the way. It's like, okay, clearly, like, maybe they don't feel like he has it. It's not going to happen.
But if I would have told myself that in January after the run he was on, like, he got hurt January 4th, I believe. Like, if I had said January 3rd,
sure,
he's going to get DMPs and be iced out, that would have been shocking.
Right. But maybe you rationalize that saying, hey, Jimmy Butler basically took his spot and
he's been incredible. Same question on, you know, March 4th, and I wouldn't be as surprised.
Exactly. So, like, now there's that baked into it. Now there's a lot of people questioning, wow, Drake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Him on, he looked really old. He didn't look very good in this series. He got exposed. Jimmy Butler, I think playoff Jimmy, we could officially put that to bed. That's dead. I don't know. Can he be the second best player on a championship team? Man, Stephen Curry was out. I mean, the hamstring injury, he's never had that before. Soft tissue. Yeah, I know he said they were on track maybe to play in game 6. I don't know if he even wanted him to do that. Like, there's question marks everywhere. Whereas 2 weeks ago, going up against the Rockets, I was like, you know what? This is a tough series. Maybe it doesn't work out, but you know, run it back next year. I think they'll be okay. Now I don't know. I'm not sure. So there's a lot more baked into the offseason, you know, just given how this series ended against Minnesota than I initially anticipated. I didn't think it'd be but this.
Doesn't
maybe
drama
is not the right word per se, because I do believe it's going to be Steph, Jimmy, Draymond coming back.
Can I ask you this
outside
question?
Of that? I don't know.
When you have an all-time great player, isn't there always intense pressure from within and from the outside to do everything you can every offseason to win at all costs?
Depends on the superstar. Depends.
Like Brady was as non-confrontational when it came to the front office as possible. And I remember New England was clamoring, get this guy weapons, get this guy weapons, like every single offseason. Were they not?
They were, but I don't know if he was putting pressure on them. I know Bill Belichick was the one calling the shots all the time.
Did it feel like a circus?
Well, a little bit. It felt more like Brady had more say and control, obviously, when he went to Tampa.
No doubt.
He started getting the Avengers, right? The suspendables, as you will.
Yeah.
But the expendables, if you will. The Gronks, the Antonio Browns. You already had Mike Evans. You got Chris Godwin. He brought in Leonard Fournette, right? You bring in Ndamukong Suh on the defensive end. It was just getting this collection of talent. And it was finally like, wow, where was this at? Like in New England, right?
They're throwing in Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers. Hey, don't sleep on my guy, Jacoby Myers.
I like Jacoby Myers.
So that's a number two. But yeah, like that's a great point. So Tom Brady's different. Like, I think a lot of people view like LeBron James, right? Okay, the season wasn't a success for LA because they didn't compete for a championship, or they were in the playoffs and they lost in 5 games. That being said, it's a little different this time around because they got Luka Doncic.
No doubt.
So,
but every year prior, hasn't it been like a cauldron of you better do something?
Right.
Okay, like name an NBA superstar where they're at like the 30 and up age, and you're not asking, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Milwaukee has had these discussions for how many years?
Oh, the last 5?
Okay.
Yeah.
Everywhere Kevin Durant has gone, they've had those discussions. What about with Kyrie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right? So, to me, this is more a byproduct of how the NBA superstar is talked about in league circles and from within. Like, hey, we have something special, and we need to do this. So, no, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that the Kuminga thing, or just the tinkering and the worrying and the fretting and the obsession over trying to squeeze one last ounce out of Steph Curry and this era. No, I'm not surprised in the least.
I guess my question is, like, are you feeling more optimistic about the future of this team or pessimistic after how things went down the last month? Because I could hear both, again, pulling a Steiny here, I can hear both sides of the argument. 888-957-9570 is the number. And by the way, shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I can go for some Laughing Monk lobster linguine right now. Carter was hitting us right before the show started. He's like, you guys hungry? I was like, huh, don't do this to us, Carter, right before the show started.
I am hungry.
Yes, We are always hungry.
I am hungry.
I already smashed a bag of nacho cheese Doritos at 5:55. Starving.
So, like, right? You're asking about this. It was a great year, right? Like, but I'm going to just rattle off some games played in the regular season. And you tell me if you can bank on that next year.
Like, just total games played.
Like, okay. Buddy Hield played all 82 games.
He's pretty consistent, though. Like, I will give Buddy that.
He is 32.
He's 32, but I'm going to say he still plays, if not that many, 70 plus.
Okay.
I will bake into the equation.
Kevon Looney was really bad last year. This year, he was kind of somewhere in the middle. Thought he had moments. He played 76 games for this team.
Yeah, but all those 76 wasn't built right. He had a lot of, like, 5-6 minutes. Kind of like what we saw in the playoffs at times.
Okay.
He got kind of, like, phased out.
Moses Moody was pretty relatively healthy. 74 games played. I'm going in order of games.
Yeah, I think you can bank on that. With Moses.
I think he's probably a trade candidate. I'd put an asterisk.
Potentially. He's got a tradable contract. Sure.
Steph Curry played 70 this year. And got the hand, the knee. I mean, obviously the hammy at the end.
I mean, I want to say he's going to do that again. Because he has Jimmy Butler here now, and he didn't have him for most of the season prior. So maybe that does take a load off. And you know what? He can miss a game here or there. More load management baked into the equation. But sure, he's going to be 38 next year,
Joe. Just
to
give you some perspective, the last couple of years, 63, 64, 56, 74, 70. Those are games played for Steph Curry.
Okay.
Draymond Green played 68 games this year.
I know. Well, that was the magic number, right? He did it. He did it. He didn't get indefinitely suspended again. Good job, Draymond.
What did he look like come playoff time?
Not very good.
Right? Pajemski played 64. The point that I'm trying to make is, and then Jimmy played obviously the 30 regular season games plus however many playoff games, but he ended up missing one. I have a hard time. Like, I had so much fun this year, but I have a hard time thinking that the ultimate strategy is, oh, we're good to go. Like, they obviously need to make some upgrades. I don't know what they are. And I don't know if I'm skeptical you can bank on 37, turning 38 year old Steph Curry next year in March, Jimmy Butler, who's 35, and Draymond Green, who's 35, to play the 60, 65 games all together next year. That, I'm not saying you can't do it, but I'm not sure how likely that is.
By the way, the Warriors season has ended, but the Valkyrie season is just starting, and it's going to be tonight, their home opener against the LA Sparks. So we cannot wait for that. We are now officially the home of the Golden State Valkyries as well as the Golden State Warriors. So damn excited to announce that partnership. Also, we do have we talked about it a little bit, the NFL schedules, the 49ers schedule. We'll get to that. Brock Purdy watch is still happening. We have rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. We got A's, we got Giants this week at Oracle Park. Hopefully some good games there. There's a lot of young talent, although I think the Dodgers are still hitting home runs yesterday. They destroyed the A's. I think 19-2 was the final of that one. Shohei Ohtani's just looked incredible. Spoiler alert, he's really good. 888-957-PRISON. Stop.
What?
Federal prison. Come on. It's baseball, guys. It's not that serious.
Pete Rose will never get into the Hall of Fame, but Shohei, we need you immediately.
We paid the FBI. You're all good.
Exactly.
Just do a deep dive on the personal lives of Shohei Ohtani and then Pete Rose, and then get back to me.
888-957.
Stop. 888-957-957.
Don't talk about that.
P in North Carolina, Oreo Cookie in Oakland. We'll get to you on the other side. Anthony Slater, 815. Bonte in studio, 9 o'clock for the full 9 o'clock hour. You're not going to want to miss that. Bonte, I'm sure, has many thoughts when it comes to the end of this season. It's the season in review. The good, the bad, the ugly, the great, the morning roast, Spadoni, Shasky, brought to you by Safeway. You know, because there's just a lot of cuss words in it. P, Oreo cookie,
thank you,
Jason.
Ike.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, the Golden State Valkyries, as you know, their inaugural season is officially here tonight, by the way. Chase Center. And you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the history of the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. Tickets available at Valkyries.com. And for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to next Wednesday's game at Chase Center on May 21st, be locked in during the 8 o'clock hour. And you're going to need to hear, Carter, this sounder. Not now, but in the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to be caller number 5 to the contest line, and you will win a 4-pack of tickets to next Wednesday's game for the Golden State Valkyries at Chase Center. Good luck. All right, so we've been talking about the season in review. Warrior season's officially over. Where do they go from here? What did you like? What did you not like? Are you optimistic or are you pessimistic on how the season ended, and going forward here for the Golden State Warriors? That's our YouTube poll question right now. Do we have an update on that so far, Sam? Enough of an update to give to the masses? Let me know when you have it. But that's the question right now, 888-957-9570. Call or text that number. Are you feeling optimistic or more pessimistic about the Warriors' future? If I was just to ask you real quick, Joe, you feeling optimistic?
About their future?
Yes.
What does that even mean? You mean next year?
Yes.
Or the next 3 years?
You could go distant future, you could go near future, I don't, whatever you want.
Anything beyond the Steph Curry horizon is so unknown.
Sure.
That's the outer rim, but if I'm using the Star Wars analogy.
Thank you, Jango Fett. And the cloners. Like, if you go the core of Jimmy, Steph, Draymond, and you got Kerr. No, yeah, that's probably what it's going to be.
If you're telling me that Jimmy, let's call it what, all right, you want to ask the question, we have to also understand the nuance here, right? So Steph Curry is set to basically be on the books for $60 million.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler, $60 million.
It's a lot.
All right? Does anyone know what the salary cap floor is?
No, what is it?
It's about what those two contracts are. So if you're telling me it's those two, and I'm throwing in Draymond, well, we're hitting the apron, okay? It's just really hard to field a team outside of those guys. So can they get it done? Yeah, I don't think it's enough. Mm. And that's why I think they're in kind of a conundrum here where if they're unwilling to move, and people are calling them three stars. Draymond's a really good player. He's on another level, and I don't know where I am at with Jimmy right now. It was a great trade. I would have done it, but I'm not sure I'm 1,000% married to Jimmy for the next 2 years.
Wow. Is that took place?
It's more about the landscape of the NBA and being willing to not cement myself in. I think they kind of cemented themselves into Clay and Dre and Steph a couple years back. And looking back, it's like, you know, you passed on some deals that we don't know how, you know, realistic they were. But I think they regret some of that. I do. I think there's some regret.
I don't know. Like, listen, I hear you. The way it ended was not pretty, but baked into that, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Is you just didn't have Stephen Curry there. And had you had him, again, like, how are we viewing Jimmy Butler in all of this? The guy, he did have a deep glute contusion. How much did that hamper him? I don't know. He's not going to tell you it was, you know, the reason he was struggling in some of these games or the flu-like symptoms the last few games. He's not going to use those as excuses, but, you know, without Stephen Curry, everything changes. You know, without LeBron James, without Michael Jordan, without Kobe, like, you lose players like that. Tim Duncan, like, you're not going to win. So it's very hard for me to just have this knee-jerk reaction of you lose Steph, Jimmy didn't look amazing, he wasn't playoff Jimmy, and now you're questioning everything going forward.
Is it knee-jerk to say that, like, Draymond looked gassed? Jimmy got hurt and missed a game in the playoffs, and Steph came into the playoffs with a really big hand injury. Like, that was a part of, like, a lot of the talking during the Houston. I mean, we were literally zooming in on his hand when he was walking into the arena.
Well, I think they had to dig themselves out of such a deep hole that clearly it affected them health-wise, and that was the main difference, I believe, and why they didn't advance as far as they did in the playoffs. Now, if we just extrapolate what we saw in the regular season and just, you know, try to put down the formula of what they would do in a full regular season, like, maybe they are a top 3-4 seed. And you know what? You could take a week off or a couple games off next year if they're in a similar spot.
All right.
Right now, that's next year. I don't know what's going to happen this summer. I don't know what's going to happen next year. Injuries, what have you. But what I saw in the regular season was enough for me to say this could work throughout a totality of a regular season, not just a couple months. And I think that baked into it, there's going to be a lot less wear and tear next time around, potentially, if you're following me here, heading into the playoffs, and then they could get some rest, and maybe they don't have to expend as much in the first round against a Rockets team, if you will, and you have a more favorable matchup.
So
right?
let me ask you this.
I know the West is stacked, though, so there's not really...
You think the supporting cast around those three guys is good today or not?
The supporting cast is right now not enough.
Okay, so...
But those three guys, you stick with, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so here's where I think it's really tricky. I'm not saying they can't do it, but... $140 million, that is what this year's cap starts at, okay, in terms of these aprons, all right? $140 million. Next year, 60 for Steph, 55 for Jimmy, 26 for Dre. That's $140 million. Now, let's say that there's natural inflation, and it goes up to like 150, 155.
A lot of inflation.
Okay, that's what your cap would be. You don't have a lot of wiggle room. And to make trades with other people, you have to match these salaries. So the Kuminga trade piece is going to be very tricky. The true difference makers make a lot of money. And once you start going over the cap, as we've learned the last 3 years with the Warriors, a lot of their reluctancy to be able to be involved in these trade discussions has been centered around, well, we really can't trade Klay, we can't trade Draymond, and we can't trade Curry. Well, then you don't really have much to trade.
Bobby Marks.
In terms of money.
Yeah, Bobby Marks. No, it's a good point.
I think it's easy to say, they can rework everything around him. I think it's going to be really hard.
Bobby Marks, he knows his stuff. He's the ESPN NBA capologist. He knows all things about finances, former assistant GM with the Brooklyn Nets. The guy's very smart. Here he is talking about this being a two-year window, basically, for the Warriors going forward.
The window to compete for a championship, I believe, is still open. I do believe it's a two-year window. There is certainly a sense of urgency. I say it's a two-year window just based on how each of Curry, Green, and Butler's contracts are lined up. All three players have 2 years left on a contract. Draymond has a player option in that second year.
And here's more from Bobby talking about why Kuminga plays such a significant role in this offseason for the Warriors.
Complexities to basically doing a Jonathan Kuminga signing trade. So, but Kuminga basically plays a significant role as far as what is going to happen this offseason here, because based on where you are financially.
So the signing trade, I know, like, and we'll get into this with Anthony Slater at 8:15. He can go discuss the intricacies of all of this. Who holds the cards when it comes to the signing trade? Is it Kuminga and his camp? Is it the Warriors? Does it take two to tango? All of that. We'll get into that with Anthony Slater when it comes to the future of this team. We're talking about, and we're reflecting on the year that was for the Golden State Warriors. There was a lot baked into it. There was some good. There was some bad. There was some amazing. Then it ended in heartbreak. Like, when you lost Steph Curry for those games, I think we all kind of knew. We didn't want to admit it out loud, but we all kind of knew the season might be cooked, which sucks. It sucks to say that, but of course, we have a job to do. I don't want to sell doom and gloom all the time, but we knew it was going to be a difficult battle. I think even yourself, Joe, you can admit, you're trying to talk yourself into it as a fan, because that's what we do. But the reality is, when you lost Steph, the season was over. Now, does that mean everything prior to that was just, it's all hunky-dory? No, it was awesome. We had a lot of fun. It was great. But the absence of him shined a light on some of the deficiencies on this team. And what are some of those deficiencies right now that they can address? 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to pick this conversation up on the other side. I want to get to some of the calls that are out there. P in North Carolina, Oreo Cookie, Jason in Concord. You feeling more optimistic about the Dubs or pessimistic given how the season ended? That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good. I think you would take where this Warriors season ended. I think deep down, Warriors fans, you would take where this season ended. Now, doesn't mean you can't be upset. Doesn't mean you can't be disappointed. But in the totality of where this season was, and what did Stephen Curry say, Joe, the start of this season, what did he want? It wasn't a championship expectations. He used the term meaningful. Can I play in meaningful basketball games? I think that if you're judging by that criteria, we got Stephen Curry a full first round of meaningful basketball games, and they won it. So if we're just using that formula of getting Steph to play in meaningful basketball, I think the season was a success.
No doubt. They accomplished the mission. But, like, I think the way Warrior fans' heads are at is, like, can we get that other title? And that I just think that's a whole nother step forward that's really difficult.
So hard.
That's all I'm saying. It's difficult. So I'm not saying you can't do it. Like, there are different goals. Like, for example, my two pony teams were playing yesterday, my 13s and my 14s. And the goal was like, hey, let's try to get to the semifinals,
right?
One of them ended up getting to the championship. The other one fell a little short, right? Mm-hmm. And the one that fell a little short, like, they were the best team all year, and they should have won it, you know, like, in my mind. And we fell short. We didn't play our best baseball yesterday, and that happens. And so the goals were different. And so the other team, the 13s, did not play great baseball all year, but got hot at the right time, and now they end up in the championship. And so,
funny how that works out.
It is. It really is. It really is, man. And so, like, to do what they did this year, I think they can do that definitely next year, as in, like, have a really nice regular season, get into the playoffs, and then, hey, see where it goes from there. But to take it the next step further and, like, with staying, because you're talking about, like, staying healthy, and that's going to be a big conversation. They're old. People get mad. They can roll their eyes. When you're 38, 36, and 36, when you're three best players, there's two separate questions. Can you stay healthy enough to get into the playoffs and make it to the playoffs in some semblance of healthy? And so you're rested. This year, they didn't have that luxury. They had to play really hard. I charted 41 games in 88 days. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of games. And I would argue 30-plus of them, they were played like playoff-level intensity down the stretch. Can you have a better record so that you're not pushing it so hard on the throttle down the end of the season? I don't know. You know, think about Denver the last couple weeks of the season. They had opportunities to situationally rest certain guys, one of them being Jokic against the Warriors, that they still ended up winning.
Right?
And so, as tired as they are, it does feel like they played the schedule appropriately to where they could give their best shot come playoff time. I don't think the Warriors had that luxury this year, so I'm hoping they can next year. But there's a separate conversation about the attrition of just enduring a playoff run.
Right.
Dame Lillard went down. Tatum went down. All these guys go down. Darius Garland went down. You know, you have to be able to withstand missing Jimmy Butler a game or two, or Steph a game or two, or Draymond a game or two. And so that's a different conversation. I think they can make it back to exactly where they were right now with just some tinkering. Going beyond that, I think there's got to be another wholesale change.
888-957-9570 is the number, and it's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com, by the way. Mentioned the Denver Nuggets there. 119-107 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder yesterday. So this series, shifts back to Oklahoma City for a Game 7. And that's Sunday? Is that correct? Sunday? Woo-hoo-hoo! Game 7. Zaza. Let's go. Nothing easy. Hey, Jokic was incredible yesterday. I don't know if you guys watched any of that game. 29 points, 14 boards, 8 assists. But the story of yesterday is Julian Strother. Who?
I'd never heard of him.
No, but I was going to say, you guys don't remember him on Gonzaga?
Nope.
Chet Holmgren's teammate.
Don't watch college basketball that often,
well,
bud.
If you watch the NCAA tournament, he had like some
don't
big
watch that much either anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
I don't watch Crime TV or whatever the hell channel it's on these days.
Crime TV? You mean True TV?
Yeah, whatever they call
not
it.
True Crime. Oh, you know who was awful yesterday? Jalen Williams. My God. 3 of 16, 6 points for him.
Ugh. Who could have seen that coming?
Oreo Cookie might have. He's in Oakland. He wants to talk about the Warriors' offseason needs. Oreo, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Happy Friday. Before I start off, I want to give a shout-out to the YouTube chat line. What up, y'all? So for the season, man, I want to compare it to a trip to Great America. Up and down, side to side. Once the ride was over, I couldn't wait to get back in the line and do it again. You feel me?
I feel
you.
What I'm looking at right now, is I'm looking at Dunleavy, man. Right now we have, I want to say, 3 starters on our team. Jimmy, Steph, and I really hope we keep Kuminga, aka Kamingo. All right, we got 3 starters. I need Dunleavy to find 5 starters. I am tired of Steve Kerr messing with that starting lineup. I don't care about matchups. I don't care what you think is going to happen. I want to find 5 complete starters and then work our way around from there. So, Dunleavy, I'm looking at you, bro. You did a good job getting Jimmy here, and now I need you to do the adult thing and take the power away from Kerr and give him 5 starters. I'm out. Okay. Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay, playing 5 players that can start on any given night is what he wants.
I'm going to operate like Kuminga is going to be traded.
Yeah,
he's really feels like it.
If you heard any of his comments yesterday, whether it was his, Jonathan Kuminga's himself, Stephen Curry, Draymond, like it all kind of sounded like, yeah, you know, whether good luck to him, whether it's here or anywhere else, is what I kept hearing. It sure sounded like he was leaving. Speaking of Jonathan Kuminga, let's play some of the cuts. Why not? We have so much sound here that I want to get to. By the way, Anthony Slater, 8:15, talking about this season. Where do the Warriors go from here? He's tapped in all things Dubs. And then Bonte Hill, 9 o'clock for the entire hour in studio. Get Bonte's thoughts on the entire season, the series, all of it, and where the Warriors are at heading into this offseason. Jonathan Kuminga, he said yesterday, talking to the media, he doesn't know what the future holds right now.
I don't know what the future is going to be. It's something that any player would love to hear, you know, going to a different year. So I'm looking forward to that, and I know it's going to happen. Somebody's going to talk to me about how things will go next year. You know, I'm just looking forward to that. I don't know anything about what the future is holding for me. So, but I'm just looking forward to it.
So this season, the regular season, he averaged about 24 minutes, 15 points, shot 45% from the field, 30% from three-point land. 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, basically. So 15-4-2 was the average for JK in about 24 minutes a game, Joe. Would you say this season for Kuminga, like how would you define it? Let me just ask that. How would you define the season for Jonathan Kuminga?
For Kuminga? I mean,
right?
Erratic?
Tough. What was it?
Erratic.
Erratic, okay.
It's just... He barely played at the beginning. Then he went on a little tear. Then they tried to, like, they essentially tried to start him and bring Draymond off the bench. And they pulled the plug on that so quickly, which they always do because they always revert back to Draymond because they do whatever he wants, which is a whole separate thing that's been driving me nuts forever. And then Kuminga got hurt, and he missed a ton of time, and the team dramatically changed and became instantly better. So... I think that his season in a nutshell was disappointing.
Disappointing. I think it started off weird, odd. Remember that Shams post benched with JK in there? Remember that? That was like at the start of the season. Everyone's like, oh my God, benched. No, Shams, why would you do something like that? How dare you? It's disrespectful. You're going to ruin this guy's confidence. It's just like, okay. And then he started getting his confidence. Then opportunities arose, and he played well, and he was playing well, and he was playing with Steph, and everything was okay. They were still around 500, but he was playing well. Not that it was necessarily translating to wins, but you saw maybe a future there. Then he gets hurt, and everything is just like, oh, God, where's the future of this team? They make the Jimmy Butler trade. Everything changes. How are you going to integrate? Like, then the conversation was what? Oh, I don't want JK coming back because he's going to ruin everything. That was a lot of talk. He's going to ruin everything. Not the opposite side. Like, oh, what if he could help? No, he's going to ruin everything. That was a conversation. Then he has a really good first game back against the Sacramento Kings where the Warriors blow him out. Then it's kind of up and down. There's some good. There's some bad. Just doesn't quite fit in with the Jimmy Butler era in Golden State. It just doesn't work, for whether that's on him, whether it's on Kerr. I can't tell you. It just didn't look right all the time. And he was coming back from major injury, so that's probably baked into it as well. And then, you know, the writing is on the wall. He's getting some DMPs and some crucial games here towards the end, whether it's the Clippers, whether it's the Grizzlies in a play-in scenario. Okay, this is what it's going to be like. All right, you better win without him, because there's going to be some question marks. One of your best athletes is going up against, you know, a young athletic team in the Houston Rockets, and we're not going to use him. Well, they ended up going up 3-1 against the Rockets, basically without him. And they went in. They went in 7. He gets a start in one of those games, and it is what it is. But his stock is still relatively low heading into the Timberwolves series. And then you steal game 1, but you lose Steph. And then it's like, okay, we're going to need JK. And then he got some JK. Then Steve Kerr, instead of pulling him really quick, if you had some struggles, he went back to him. And what do you know? He went back to him, and he started succeeding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.